It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Monday afternoon, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. This report, of course, gives us an idea of just what the progress was for the previous week and what weather's influence was on the grains. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little about the numbers.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, Monday's crop progress report did show a quick pickup as far as planting is concerned, especially for corn. We were seeing a little bit of a delay in the first week's report. Now we've all of a sudden caught up. As of April 19th, 11% of the nation's corn was in the ground. That's versus 9% for the five-year average. 4% of the crop is out of the ground and emerged. That's versus 2% average. For soybeans, planting continues to advance rapidly. We've now seen 12% of the soybean crop in the ground. That's versus 5% average. So a lot of producers are looking at putting soybeans in first, so that's somewhat aggressive. For sorghum, 15% of the crop is in the ground versus 16% average. Looking at it as far as the wheat market is concerned, for spring wheat, we continue to see a little bit slower pace for planting. 12% is now in the ground. That's equal to the five-year average. North Dakota has only got 1% planted. That's equal to last week. So we did not see any progress over this last week. Emergence for spring wheat is at 2%, which is equal to the five-year average. Now looking at winter wheat, 20% of the crop has headed. That's versus 12% average because of the extra heat they're seeing down in the southern plains. But conditions once again took a pretty good hit, dropping 4% to 30% good to excellent. That's down 3% more than expected by the trade. We did see just about every state decrease that we watch, and that's Colorado was down 2%, and they're now 14% good to excellent. Illinois' crop even went backwards by 3%. Kansas dropped by 8% to 24% good to excellent. Montana's dropped by 2% to 25% good to excellent. Oklahoma's was unchanged at 10% good to excellent. And Texas's dropped by 1% to 14% good to excellent. The one state that is showing really good wheat conditions, Washington, was unchanged at 92% good to excellent. Overall, this report was a little bit friendly.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.